The Gospel for Friday of the first week of Advent, Matthew 9:27-31. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the word of him through all that land. The Gospel of
your
the
family,
Lord. Blind men in the time of Jesus were in a miserable situation. Not only they could not see, but also they were outcasts because it was believed that blindness was a punishment from God. And so they are crying out. And this is important, because in our approach to Jesus, we too are blind, and we need not to go to try to philosophize or to acquire some kind of need that we have to improve our life, but we need to cry out from a position of the miserable that needs mercy, the disgrace that need grace. We need to know the real situation of our lives before God. We are hopeless without Him. And so we have to approach Him with this attitude of helplessness, expecting from Him, through faith, the miracle of our salvation. It's a position of humility, you see, of going out expecting that if the Lord just speaks to us, we will be saved. And so here is fulfilled what we see in the first reading from Isaiah 29, "The eyes of the blind shall see, the lowly will ever find joy in the Lord." While at the other hand, for the tyrant, there will be no more. So if we're proud, if we're self-made men and women who think we got it together, our approach to faith and Christianity is going to be insufficient. Now, they managed to go into the house with Jesus. What house is this? This is the house of Peter in Capernaum, where Jesus was living during his time of ministry in Galilee. Now, we never hear about the wife of Peter. He probably was a widower, but we do know about his mother-in-law. And suddenly now her house has become a place where all kinds of people are walking in, people who could be an embarrassment for the family. People who are considered to be punished by God are coming in. And so this is a great teaching for us. You want to accept Jesus? Have you given your home to Jesus Christ? Well, be prepared for what He's going to do with it, who He's going to bring into it. It may not be what you expected. And so this is where faith has to be open to the unexpected, to allow God really to change our minds. You know, the mother-in-law of Peter, as any woman, she wants to have her privacy. She wants to have her home neat and clean. And so she has to learn to now to be flexible, to allow Jesus as Lord of the house to do what He pleases, you see. And so the Lord addresses these two men and he asks them if they believe that he can do this. You see, obviously they already have faith because they're going to him, but the Lord wants to deepen their faith, just like he wants to do with us. We have to really believe that God can really change our lives in such a dramatic way, because we can say, yes, Lord, Lord, I believe in you, but do I expect my life to really be transformed? Do I expect to enter into a new relationship with Jesus? Okay, so they say, yes, Lord, and they begin to see. Their eyes were opened. But why does Jesus say, see that no one knows about this? Well, it's probably because they, for the first time in the Gospel of Matthew, called Jesus Son of David. Now, this is a messianic title which has strong political connotations. And remember, they are living under Roman rule. If Jesus is known as the Son of David, he could be accused again, you know, to the Romans that he is a danger to their occupation of Judea and Galilee. And so Jesus doesn't want to get enmeshed in the political world. His Messiah mission is of a different kind. And so he tells them, do not speak about this. Nevertheless, they couldn't contain themselves. And this is important too. If we have been transformed by Christ in such a way that we were blind and now we see, it's going to be so impacting on us and upon everyone around us. How can we explain that before we went through life in one way and now they see us in a different way? So the transformation that Jesus Christ performs is not possible to hide. And I think that also Jesus is one wants to bring that up to bear for us. God bless you.